Okay, today's daf is Erevin, Yerushalmi, daf Memches, the last daf here in the sixth perek of Maseches Erevin as we continue the march through 10 prakim of Maseches Erevin, we are at the Gemara on Mem Zayin Amibes. Mem Zayin Amibes, we brought up the sugya of Drisas HaRegel, which means that if I have rights to go through your Rishus, that it could be that I'm Nechshav, a resident there somewhat, and therefore you have to take into account my presence for an Erev. And we saw yesterday in the Mishnah, there are either two or three different shitas in the Mishnah, in terms of Drisas HaRegel. Let's read the Mishnah again, because that's the Gemara is going to comment on it. So the Mishnah says here on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, Shtei Chatzeres Zu Lifnei Mizu. You have two Chatzeres, one within the other one, meaning the inner one can only get out to the street going through the outer one. So the inner one has Drisas HaRegel. The only way for it to get out is to go through the outer one. And therefore, there's this. That's why this is brought up, Drisas HaRegel. If it had its own way out, so then as we'll learn, sometimes one Rishus can say, the other Rishus, I'm closing my door, and therefore I'm not interested in your presence if you have another way out. But if you have no other way out, then you can't. They can't say that, and there's a concept of Drisas HaRegel. So if you have one within the other, so Erev HaPnimis Lo'Erev HaChitzon, if the inner one made an Erev and not the outer one, then for sure, that's not an issue. HaPnimis Mutaris HaChitzon Asur, the inner one is Mutar, because the inner one made an Erev within itself, and the outer one did not make an Erev. So the outer one has a problem for two reasons. Number one, it didn't make an Erev. Number two, the inner one goes through it, and it didn't make an Erev with the inner one, and therefore HaPnimis Mutaris HaChitzon Asur. That one, that's a Dover Pashat. The first line of the Mishnah. But second case, Hachitzona v'lo apnimis, but if the outer one made an Erev and not the inner one, then Shein Asuros. So then that's Asur. They're both Asur. The inner one is Asur because the inner one didn't make an Erev. The outer one is Asur because even though the outer one did make an Erev, it didn't make an Erev with the inner people, and the inner people walk right through. And since the inner people walk right through, so they're considered, they're Nechshav somewhat residents of that Chatzer, and they didn't take part in the Erev. And therefore, their Drisas HaRegel is Oser. Their Drisas HaRegel is Oser. That's the Drisas HaRegel of Primus is Oser. Just keep in mind, that Pashtus is an example of Drisas HaRegel HaAsura Bimkoma. Right? That's going to be a difference. Whether the Drisas HaRegel, we're going to ask the question of, are they allowed to walk within their own Rishus? Right? So this is a good example. This is a case of Chitzon of Lo Primus. The inner one is Asura Bimkoma. And they're Oseres Shalo Bimkoma, right? They're Aser in the Pnimis, and they're Oser in the Chitzonis, right? That's this. That's case number two in the Mishnah. And that might be a middle opinion, that maybe a Drisas HaRegel, only a Drisas HaRegel that's Asur Bimkoma, is going to Aser Shalo Bimkoma. We'll see. Erev Azula Atzma Vazula Atzma. What if they both made an Erev? Each of them made an Erev, but just not with each other, right? If they each made an Erev with each other, then one big happy Chatzer. Right, but if they made an Erev each just by themselves, so then that's the machlokas. Zumateres bevariatzma, zumateres bevariatzma. So the Tanakhama says mutter each by itself. Well, what do you mean? What about Drisas HaRegel? No, the Drisas HaRegel. This is a case where the pnimis is muteres in its own rishus, and because if it's muteres, if it's within its own rishus, it's not going to aser shalom bimkoma. What the svar for that is, again, the Gemara and the Rishonim talk about it in Daf Nun Tes in the Bavli. But that's the shita, that only a regel, that's called, meaning the power to walk, asura bimkoma, is going to asur shalom bimkoma. But this case here, if I make the primus made an Erev, they're good within their own chatzer, so therefore they're not going to asur through another chatzer. Rabbi Akiva, oser, es achitzon, jesus, regel, osarter, bekivas, asurs, bekivas says no. If you have power to walk through, you aser. Even if you're muteres bimkomcha, you're still gonna aser. The Chacham omrim, ein Drisas HaRegel oseres, and the Chacham say no, Drisas HaRegel does not aser. And the way that some Rishonim learn this, and this is the third sheet in the Mishnah. Third sheet, and that is, there's no such thing as Drisas HaRegel. Meaning if walking through, that you're not a resident, right? It doesn't aser. Even Drisas HaRegel HaAsura Bimkoma does not aser Shalom Bimkoma. That's the third shita of the Mishnah. Good. So now the Gemara goes back. Shtei Chatzer Zulufne Mizu V'chulu. Let's go back to line number two for a second. Case number two. What was case number two? The outer one made an Erev and not the inner one. Right? So that line, the Mishnah only quoted one day. The Mishnah quoted, if it's the outer one, not the inner one, Shtei Asuros. They're both aser. Why? Because the outer one didn't make, the inner one didn't make an Erev, so that one's Elser. And the outer one has the inner one walking through it. So who is that like, that line, that case number two in the Mishnah? So 2 days in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef, Rabbi Akiva, maybe this is Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Akiva, Amar Trisa Regel Oseris. Rabbi Akiva says that Trisa Regel is Oser, meaning, according to this opinion, there's only two, according to this approach of the Gemara, there's only two opinions in the Mishnah. The Regel is Tamid Oseris or Eino Oseris. Doesn't matter what it is, Bim Koma. Right, this line is saying, this is, the inner one did not make an Erev, so the inner one is Usser. And this is line is Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva says, this Teresa Regal always Ussers. And the second line of the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Akiva. Amr Rabbi Lub, Hashem Rabbi Yanai. No, not true. Teresa Regal, Asura of Oseris. Maybe that second line of the Mishnah is not Tafka Rabbi Akiva. Remember we said there could be a sheet out there that says, a Regal that's Asura Bimkoma, Asur Shalom Bimkoma. A regal hamuteres bimkoma doesn't aser shalom bimkoma. So maybe the second line, the second case of the Mishnah is not limited to Rabbi Akiva, right? Maybe it's even the chachamim, the other shita that says sometimes drisus a regal asers, sometimes it doesn't. And this is a case where it's drisus a regal ha asura bimkoma, right? Because the inner one didn't make an erif. So 2 days in the Gemara, how many shitas there are in the Mishnah, right? Are there two shitas? Right, if the rite of passage always causes problems or never causes problems, right? Or do you say no? There's three shitas in the Mishnah, right? The one shita, the last shita of the Mishnah is Drisa Regel never causes problems. The first shita of the Mishnah of Drisa Regel, sometimes yes, sometimes no. It depends if it's Mutar Bimkoma. And Rabbi Akiva, who says it always causes problems, right? So two days in the Gemara, how many days in there are there in the Mishnah? Okay. Next Mishnah. Shachach, this is a case where each, now we're not in the, Jerusalem Regel, was expanding a little bit on the topic. Shachad Echem and Achitzon Velo Irev. You have an inner and you have an outer. And somebody from the outer, each one made their own Erev. The inner one made an Erev and the outer one made the Erev. And then somebody forgot. Shachad Echem and Achitzon Velo Irev. One of the Chitzona, one of the people who lived in the outer chatzar didn't make an Erev. So basically, the outer one's Erev is ruined, right? Because the outer one didn't make an Erev. So, ha-pnim is muteris. The inner one is okay. The inner one made an Erev, and the inner one doesn't have anybody going through it, so the inner one is good. Vachitzon asura. And the outer one is asur. Why? Because the outer one didn't make an Erev. There's one person that did not make an Erev. So, that's the halacha. What about the opposite? What about if somebody from the inner one didn't make an Erev? So then the outer one made an Erev, and the inner one didn't make an Erev, basically, because the inner one's Erev is ruined. So the inner one is going to be Usur, and the outer one is going to be Usur because of the walkthrough. Shtein Asuros, right? Then the inner one is Usur, and then it's going to have the power to walk through, so the outer one's going to be Usur too. Nasnu es Eruvam l'makom echad. But if they put the Erev in one place, what if they made one big happy Erev? And now all the, both Chatzeros are connected to each other. They made one Erev, and they put the Erev in L'makom Echad. What does L'makom Echad mean? We don't know yet. L'makom Echad, did they put it in the inner Chatzar? Did they put it in the outer Chatzar? Pashas, it just sounds like one place. Doesn't matter where. That's what the Mishnah sounds like. And so if they made one big Erev for both Chatzars, and then Shachach Echad, and then somebody forgot. It doesn't matter who forgot. Shtein Asuros. They're both Asur because they made one big Erev, and now somebody didn't take part. And therefore, that person's presence, Asurs. But v'imhayu sho yechidim einam tzrichan la'arev. If there's only one person that lives in the inner chatzer and one person that lives in the outer chatzer, so then there's no need to make an Erev. Why is there no need to make an Erev? Because, like the Tanakama in the previous Mishnah, that regel hamuteres bimkoma does not aser shalom bimkoma. And here, if I'm the only one in my chaser, I'm muter bimkomi. And therefore, it doesn't aser shalom bimkomi. Period. This Mishnah reflects, we haven't had any agarata in a long time, but note, you gotta know who your neighbors are. You know, we're talking about, making Erevs and everybody's getting together, to make an Erev with the inner, the outer one, and then somebody forgot and he messes everybody up. Right, it's not one person didn't take part. You have to make sure you know who your neighbors are. The Rambam talks about this in Ilchos Deos. The Rambam in Perek Vav, in the sixth Perek of Ilchos Deos, the Rambam says we are influenced by our neighbors. Derech Briyaso Shel Adam. It's the derech. It's natural. It's part of nature, life. That we are pulled in our opinions and our actions after our friends, Reya Vachaveirav, Vinoeg Kiminag Anshe Medinaso. And we are knowing like the people of our country. Lefichach, because this is natural and this is what generally happens, therefore you got to make a choice before you choose where to live and who your friends are. Lefichach, Sarach Adam Lehischaber Letzadikim, Veleshev Eitzach Hachamim. You have to connect to Tzadikim and to live Eitzach Hachamim. Tamid, Kdei Sheyomad Maaseyem, to learn from their actions. Veyisrachig Min Arishayim, Haholchim Bechoshech, and to distant from the wicked who walk in darkness. Kdei Shelo Yomad Mimaaseyem. Husha Shlomo Omer, this is what Shlomo HaMelech says, Holech Es Chachamim Yachkam, Veroek Silim Yaroa. Veyomer, Ashrei Ha'esh Asher Lo Alach Batas Roshoyim. You don't have to go so far into Hillam to get to that pasuk. Praises the man, Ashrei Ha'ish. V'chein, imaya medina shemin ha'goseh ha'ra'im vein anasheh ha'ochem d'arach yishareh. If you live in a country who, and in a neighborhood which people don't follow the straight path, yelech l'makom sh'anashev tzadikim v'nagim d'arach tovim. You gotta move. V'imayu kol medina shu yodan v'shameh shmuas anogim k'darach l'tova k'mo zmanenu. Wow. If there's no country that has yashar behavior, says the Rambam, k'mo zmanenu. Wow. I guess in the Rambam didn't think, I guess Egypt was not the way that the Rambam wanted. Or you can't move. There are plenty of countries, but I can't move. Mipnei hagayasos, because of the army. Or mipnei acholi, because of my health. Yeshev levado yechidi. Then go to the forests. Kenyan shenemar, yeshev baldad v'idom. V'im hayu roim v'chatoim shem anichem osa leshev v'medina, ela imken nisarev imahem. Right, if they don't let you live, I skipped the page. You should live by yourself in the city, close the door. But if they don't let you, if you're there and they want you to take part, then yetzei lema'aros ulechavachim ulemidbaros. Then go to the deserts. Valyina gatzmo b'derech hatoem. Run away if it's not appropriate. Interesting, Solomon has in one of his ma'amarim, in the Enemat Neschayim, where he quotes that he gave a hesped for Rabbi Yitzchak Bernstein. Rabbi Yitzchak Bernstein in England from the Parsha Shiurim. So he says he gave this thought at talking about the influence that somebody could have and obviously the positive influence that Rabbi Bernstein had. So he said if you're medayeg in the Rambam, there's really two things about the hashpa. He says we're influenced achareya v'chaverav v'noei k'minag anshe medinaso. He says it's friends and neighbor's country. He says it could be two things. You know, you could have your friends and Reya Vachaveirav could be on the other side of the world. And your Medina is you know, where you are. Those are two different influences. Two different influences, right? Who your friends are, and your friends don't have to live near you, and who you're living with, and don't have to be your friends. But the Rambam says both of those have an effect. Right? Both of those have an effect. You know, a person could be the Rav Soloveitchik talks about often lonely and alone, right? There's two different ideas. One could be surrounded by a million people. Somebody could be at a stadium with 90,000 people, but they could be lonely. They're not alone, but they're lonely. And a person could be alone by themselves, but not lonely because they're connected to everyone else in the world and the family and the friends that are not exactly with me now. So I'm alone, but I'm not lonely. So again, those are two influences that one has to be aware of in terms of who we connect to and who we find ourselves around. So that's when we talk about the Eruvs and neighbors and people forgetting and messing me up for Shabbos. So have to realize sometimes in the spiritual realm as well. Okay, we continue. Shachach Echad Menachitona v'chulu. Back to the top of the Gemara. So the Gemara is here commenting on the case. In the second half of the Mishnah, right? If you put your Erev in one place, they put the Erev in one place, meaning they made one big Erev amongst the outer and the inner, and one big Erev. So we said, if somebody forgot, then they mess it up for everybody. Doesn't matter who. So the Gemara is going to just go through the different cases. So in this case where they made one big happy Erev, so if one of the Chitzona people, the Mishnah says that both Chitzona and Pnimis, whoever forgot is going to mess them up. So the Gemara is just going to explain that. If one of the outer ones forgot, then Asura Shalo Erva. If one of the outer ones forgot, so the outer one is Asur because the outer one didn't make an Erev. It's, It's, you know, what one of theirs. Vapnimis asura, and the pnimis is also asur. Why? Shenasei ruva b'makom asur. What does that mean? The way the Pnei Meir explains it, again, the Pnei Meir is one of the achronim in the back that also has a running commentary on the Yerushalmi, that this means they combine to be one big happy Erev. So what? It's the Chitzona guy that forgot, but the inner one made a one big Erev with the outer one, and therefore if the outer one forgot, then the inner one's also messed up, because Nasei Ruv Makom Echad means that they all agreed to be part of one big Erev, right? And the language of the Pnei Meir, Im Nasei Ruvan, actually, we'll get to his lashon in a second. Let's continue. So that's the first case. And what if it's one of the inner ones that forgot? So Shachach Echem and Hapnimis Velo Irev. That also messes everybody up. Why? Hapnimis Asur Shelo Irev. Well, the inner one is Asur because one of them didn't make an Erev. So it's as if they didn't make an Erev. Vachitzon Asur, the outer one is Asur for two reasons. Why? Number one, She Nasei Ruvan Makom Asur. Number one, as we said in the first case, they're one big happy Erev with the inner one and somebody forgot. Right, therefore, it's as if they don't have an Erev. And number two, Shedrisas Aregalos Eres. And if the inner one's messed up, and it goes through the outer one, then even if the outer one would have a good Erev, it would still be messed up. So that is why, in the case, again, the case of the Mishnah, where they make one big happy Erev, one big Erev to connect two Chatzers, it doesn't matter who forgot. If an outer one forgot, if an inner one forgot, it messes it up. So now the Gemara says, I have a question on half of that. I have a question. If one of the chitzona forgets, shachad echemet chitzona v'lo irev, nicha chitzona asur shlo irva, in a case where, again, they made one big erev, and one of the outer ones forgot. So I understand why the outer chatzer is messed up, because now the outer one has a member that didn't take part of the erev. Nicha chitzona asur shlo irva. But apnim is lama. What about the inner one? B'pnei nasrei ruma makam asur, right? It's because they made one big erev. They put it in Makom Asur. Harelo Nasrei Ruvan Makom Asur. What does that mean? They didn't put it in Makom Asur? The way the Pnei Meir explains it is, remember the Mishnah says they put it in one place. Where'd they put it? If they put it in the, again, what are we talking about, a case? Where somebody from the outer Chasur forgot. And the Mishnah said, everybody's Asur, even the inner one. So the Gemara is asking, why is the inner one Asur? Maybe, the Mishnah doesn't say, but if they put the Eruv physically in the outer Chasur, okay, then you're right, it's messed up. But what if they put it in the inner chaser? Shouldn't the inner chaser be able to say, you know what, I'd love to have an Erev with you, but you know what, one of you guys forgot, so we're just closing our door and minding our own business. Why can't the inner chaser people say that? If it was put in the inner chaser, the Erev, right? So then that's the question, right? Maybe they put it into the inner chaser and they could literally basically be soger hadelet. And to use the language that's quoted elsewhere, the Rishonim, it borrows the lashon of Chazal elsewhere. Right, there's sometimes you have by a shliach, like a shliach messes up, and the Baal HaBayis could say, "Litkudei shadartich v'lo la'avisi." Right, I made you a shliach to help me out, not to mess me up. So that's basically what the inner people could say. Why can the inner people say, we wanted to make an Erev to make things good for us for Shabbos, but one of your guys forgot. We put the Erev in the inner yard. Okay, I'm sorry, but we're closing our door. And therefore, at least we should be able to carry. That's the Gemara's question here. Have we lost lo nasi ruva makom asur? Maybe, right, the Mishnah just says they put it in one place. So you're right, if they put it in the outer, that would be a problem. But if you put it in the inner, so maybe it should be good. So the Gemara says, Ella, Shedrisas Aregalos Eres. You want to say, oh, there's a Drisas Aregal issue? No, there's not. Harayinkan Drisas Aregalos Eres. For the inner one, there is no Drisas Aregal problem. So, question mark. So the Gemara is asking, again, the way the Pnei Meir says it, is why don't we say that the inner one could basically, halachically say, we're closing the door, we're having an Erev, and sorry, maybe you'll have one next week. Right? That's the Gemara's question. And to read the language of the Pnei Meir, avalim nasei ruvan bepnimis lama pnimis asura hari a ruvan munach b'makam amuter v'hari yicholo lehechal leik menachitzona v'liskar hadeles befanel. Let them halachically close the door and say we're in our own existence. So what the answer is? The Gemara says, Amar Reb Yasa v'kivach nasu b'makam echa nasu kulam rishus achas. The answer is, it's too late. You already made an Erev with the outer ones. You're one big chatzer. Halachically. So once you did that, you can't close your door. Even if the Erev happens to be in the inner one, sorry, you're not able to halachically close the door. says the Pnei Meir, Kivan she'irvu yachat shtei chatzeros, v'nasu yiru b'makom echad, once you put it into one place, nasu shtei chatzeros rishus achas. It's one big rishus. V'lachein afilu emnasu eruvin b'pnimis. Even if they put in the inner one, v'yechem menachisona shokach v'lo irev, and one of the outer ones didn't make the erev, kama p'nimis asura. Shoha eriv margil regal achitsona b'pnimis, v'avikilu b'nei achitsona darim b'pnimis, v'nei p'nimis yichol olay chalek. You're one big chaser, and therefore you can't say that. Okay. In the Bavli, it's not so clear. It could be that they would be able to say this. In the Bavli, Daf Ayin Hey, the Bavli has this svara of maybe they can be Sogar the Delos. Okay, period. Next halacha is about Kinyani Chatzar. Here, Rav Chuna b'shem Rav, ain't Taras Chatzar Lagoy, ain't Taras Daka Lagoy. The law of Chatzar doesn't apply to a guy, and the law of Daka, small partitions, doesn't apply to a guy. What is this talking about? The Gemara is going to explain. But we're going to flip the Girsa. If Chaim Kadiyevsky flips the Girsa, that the Gemara explains the second line first. Ain't Taras Daka Lagoy. The whole idea of a Daka, that means a low-level partition. We have behemoth daka, little animals. We have, you know, mechitzas dakas, small partitions. So the law, the rule of a small, little partition doesn't apply to a guy. Meaning what? Shim hayashari bo elyona at morido lasur. What does that mean? So if you look in the Rav Chaim Kadiyevsky, he explains, Shim haya ha'akum dar ba'aliyah v'yisrael babayis. A guy lives upstairs, a Jew lives downstairs. A guy asers in the chatzar, because he has walking rights through the chatzer. The afalpi, and even though, let's say the guy lives upstairs, but there's a door. And there's a, not a door. A door would be a full mechitza. You put a little, 10 tefach, you know, a little wall going up the steps. That's, which basically symbolizes the guy has his own space. The guy lives upstairs and he put up this little, wall. There's one over there. So the guy has his own space. Says the Gemara, that's the ain't Taras Daka L'Goy. This separation doesn't work for a guy. Right, it doesn't work. V'yavah b'isha also, I'm reading the Rav Chaim Kadiyevsky now. V'yavah b'isha also mechitza l'fnei Pesach ha'aliyah, and even though they make a little partition to be Yisrael, if a Jew lived up there, that would be good enough to kind of remove his rishus. V'yavah b'isha to be Yisrael ki agavna lo asar de istalik min achatzer avo ba'akum ein toraz daka. So that halacha doesn't apply to a guy. If a guy lives upstairs, and I have a little partition built to basically symbolize that the guy is not coming into my rishus on Shabbos, tough luck. That doesn't work on Shabbos. Maybe a guy is not going to care about that, but that's what it means. Sharei, shem haya, sharei valyon. If the guy is in the upstairs, at morido lasur. You bring him down to Eloise here, and therefore he ruins the chatzer in terms of the rishus. Unless he's, you do schiras rishus, as we've said. And the other halacha, ain't taras chatzer lagai. What about the taras chatzer? Shem ha-shari bipnimis. At motzio lasur. What is that case? V'yafalpi, if a guy lives on an inner chatzer. Again, Rav Chaim Kadiyevsky explained this. Sh'av abishu dar yechidi b'pinimis. If a guy lives in the inner chatzer, and a Jew lives in the outer chatzer. Di Yisrael ki agavna lo asar, as we said in the end of our Mishnah. If you have one Jew living on the inner, one Jew living in the outer, no problem. Because remember, that's regal hamuteres bimkoma. Doesn't aser shalom bimkoma. But if it's a guy on the inside, it asers. Ein Taras Chatzer, you don't have this heter of one guy living in the Chatzer, right? That's how, Benachri, Ein Taras Chatzer, Vavikilu, Dar Iman, Bechitzona. As if they live together. Good. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lo, B'Shem Rabbi Lozer, Yesh Taras Chatzer L'Goy. Rabbi Lo, B'Shem Rabbi Lozer says, no, there is a heter, there is one Sad L'Hakel in a case of a guy's Chatzer. Why Shem Hayu Yisrael, V'Goy, Dar B'Pnimis. What if you have this case? In the inner Chatzer, you have a Jew and a non-Jew living. And the outer chatzer, you have a Jew living. So says Rebbe Elazar, that case, you wouldn't need an Erev in that case. Remember we said, beginning of the Perek, if you have one guy and one Jew, no Erev needed because that's the Rosa ben Yaakov. That's not normal. We're not choshesh that that's going to happen. So it's a milsa de la shchicha. You don't need in that case. So in this case, you have a Jew and a non-Jew living in the inner one. You have a Jew living in the outer one. Maybe that's called the guy living with two Jews. No, that's called the guy living with one Jew. As long as the two Jews aren't living in the same chatzer, you're able to treat it like Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov's case, one and one, and you don't need an Eruv. That is the Shita of Rabbi Lazar, explaining, Yesh Taras Chatzer L'Goy, you have that heter. You have that heter. Rabbi Yibab B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Misha Yesh Lo Daka, Lifnim Mi Beso, Gevo Asar HaTvachim, If you're living in a chatzer, you have a house in a chatzer, and you put up a little fence in front of your house. So, says the Gemara, Yisrael ain't oser. If it's a Jew, he put up this little fence in front of the Jew's house, so he doesn't oser, because he's basically did an act that shows that he is, it's kind of like a silik rishus. It's kind of like a bittul rishus. I put a little extra separation, so by a Jew that works, ubagoy oser, and a goy, as we've said, it does not work. As we said before, ein Torah zdaka le akum. So the Gemara says, one second, that's what Rebbe busted in the name of Rebbe Yehuda. Again, if you have a little fence in front of the goy's house, it doesn't create a separation. So the Gemara says, Michlavashi does say to Rebbe Ba, that seems to be against the following. Tamana, Rebbe Ba, Rebbe Yehuda, B'shem Shmuel. If you have the following case, Kolzal Shekivua Sulamos. If you have a 10 tefach wall between 2 yards, you have a 10 tefach wall between 2 yards, and what do you have? You have Sulamos Mikan Mikan. How do you get from one to the other? You put these ladders. You have ladders that are on one side and the other side. So again, you have 2 yards, you have a 10 tefach wall between the 2 yards, and you have a ladder going from one side to the other side. So this is going to be really a topic of the next parak. Marvin Shtayim Ve Marvin Echad. Those two chatzeros are only allowed to make two separate eruvs. They can't make one, because in order to make an eruv between two chatzers, you have to have kind of like an opening between the two chatzers. But here, even though you have the ladders, it is not called one chatzer. So what's the question mark? What's the question? So you got to look at the mefarshim here. So from this statement of Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Yehuda b'Shem Shmuel, you see ladders don't connect. Ladders don't connect to rishuyos, right? You have this 10 tefach wall between the 2 yards. You have the ladder going up, you have the ladder going down. Doesn't matter. You have to make two eruvs. And yet, what do we say on the bottom of the previous Amud? If you have a goy that has a partition in front of his house, it still osers. Well, how's the goy going to get over that partition? It must be that he has a ladder too. So what do you see from that case? A ladder does make it into one rishus, and the goy ruins your Shabbos, right, with your chatzer. That's the stira. In our case, right over here that we just quoted, you have ladders going from one chatzer to the other chatzer. That doesn't make it into one big chatzer. And yet on the bottom of the previous Amud, where you have a daka in front of a guy's house, well, how do you get over the daka? It must be, the assumption is, that there are ladders there too. And there you see the ladders does create problems and does link the two rishuyos. That's the stira. That's the way Chaim Kanievsky explains it. Answer, Amar B'Yossi Barbun, don't compare the two cases. Tom on, in this second case with the wall with the ladders, al yidei sulamos, ain, switch it, ain idonin kipsachim. Right, no, ladders generally do not create one big chatzer. And therefore, if you have this 10 tefach wall in between, even though there are ladders going up and down, it does not create a doorway. It's not called a doorway. Bram hacha, but here, the goy is going to have to go out of his house. Right, so you want to say it's not called one, but there's a drisas regel issue. Derech el yonim leiri lamatan. Ein derech latonim alos lamalan. Right, fine, you're not going into the guy's house, but he's going into that guy's house, but he's going into your chaser. Right, and therefore, that's why it's a problem, in the previous case, because the guy has to get out of his house. And somehow, you want to say the ladder doesn't create it, but he's going to go on the ladder. And he's going to have a drisas regel into the chaser, and therefore, it is a problem. Hajjal aperek ador manachri. We could talk a lot about ladders, and the only time the word ladder comes up in the entire Torah is, in Tanakh, is by Yaakov Avinu. Sulam Utzavartz, I think that's a hapax, right? The only time the word sulam appears in the entire Tanakh. I think Sulam Utzav Artza, Rosh HaMagia Shemaima, Rav Aaron Salvechik, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Ein Zeki in Beis Elokim Zeh Shara Shemayim. He wakes up on the top of the ladder, he says, oh, it's a Beis Elokim Zeh Shara Shemayim. How could it be a bayis and a shar? Those are two different things. Beis Elokim, a house, is a place you go to. A shar is a place you go through. So how could it be a bayis and a shar? So he explains that the Beis HaMikdash was both a bayis and a shar. It was a bayis, it was a goal, it was an ends to get to, but it was also an experience to use to go to even higher heights after the experience of being in the Beis HaMikdash. It was to use the Beis HaMikdash to be a shar, to go through. Bias and Shah was both. And really, every Shabbos and every Yontav and every religious experience is supposed to be that. It's supposed to be both a bias and a Shah, an ends and a means. And that's what we get from the only Sulam experience that appears in the entire Torah. Okay? Chalon Shmei Shmei Chatzeros. Perek Chalon. Seventh Perek here in Maseches Erevin. As we just said at the end of the previous Perek, sometimes There are chatzeros that are so open to each other, they have to make one eruv. Sometimes they're so separated, they're only allowed to make two eruvs. And sometimes they're a little bit connected and a little bit not, and they have a choice. So that's what this parak at the beginning is going to be about, these mishayis. So chalon shvei chatzeros, you have a window. You have 2 yards, you have a wall between the 2 yards, but you have a window between the yards. So arba tvachim b'toch asara, if it's a window of 4x4 tvachim within 10 tvachim of the ground, then ma'arvin shnayim v'imrasa ma'arvin echad. Then you have a choice. You have a wall, so the wall is big enough to make it call two chatzeres, but you also have this nice, big, low window that you could use. So you have a choice. They can make two eruvs or they can make one eruv. Pachos mi'arba al-arba olamala mi'asara, but if it's a smaller window, less than 4x4 tefachim. Or it's a window that's all the way up and I can't reach it. Right? It's above. So then, ma'arvin shnayim ve'ma'arvin echad. Then it's, you have to be ma'arvin two because, you have Rashi's lashon on daf ayin vav. You have a mechitza gemura. You have a full mechitza between these two chatzers. So they're not allowed to connect. You have to make two eruvs and not one. Chalon shvei shtei chatzeros. V'chulu. What if you have stuff in the window? Does that make it smaller? The window's 4x4 tefachim. But, hasarigim. You have sarigim, you have metal lattice work there, right? So does that ruin, does that minimize the space? Hasarigim atim alinya Shabbos? Yep, it minimizes it. Avalinya chazakas in mematin ba. Huge topic. Linya chazakas, what's chazakas? In the third parak above Basra, there's a sugya called cheskas tashmishin. Right, remember the whole parak is about cheskas gimel shanim, the first part. If I squat in your house for 3 years and you don't say anything, so then it's going to create a chazaka. But what about if I use something? If my gutter lets water go down into your chaser and you don't say anything. And you allow my water to get dropped into your chaser, or you allow me to put, that's cheskas tashmishin, the chazaka of usage. So here, even though the sarigim have a significance, they're memayilin yin Shabbos and they enclose, but regarding cheskas tashmishim emmataba, we don't say that putting lattice work is called a usage. Right, for, and if you don't say anything, that you have this usage forever. Again, big topic, not for now. Kash v'tevet im ematin ba. If you have straw or stubble in the window, that's not memite. You're not going to leave that there. That's animal food. Offer v'tsroros ematin ba. But dirt or stones might stay there forever. And therefore, that's memite, the space. Amar Yossi Barbun, olu ba savim ematin ba. If grass started growing in the window, maybe it's an earth, a dirt window, whatever it is, then also that's not memite because that's not something significant. That would make the enclosure considered smaller. Okay, we'll stop there by Bon Kumi, and we'll continue with the seventh parak by the Hashem next time.